to Inspired Living with Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector. Every Wednesday, Mark, along with his special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark is a tested, certified, and professional spiritual medium, metaphysical teacher, healer, and spiritual advisor with a spiritual practice based in Seattle, Washington. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be in this beautiful planet of ours. This is Inspired Living Radio. I am your host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector. Thank you so much for being here today for our first show of 2021 in our sixth season of Inspired Living Radio here on the Om Times Radio Network. I hope that you are staying safe and sane with everything that's going on in our world. And I just want to say thank you so much for hanging out with us here for the next hour as I talk about my psychic predictions for 2021 and my forecasting. Just like a weatherman, I don't always get everything right, but I usually have a pretty good sense of what's going on in our world from a conscious standpoint to an energy standpoint to a frequency standpoint to a vibration standpoint. So if you're new to our show, if you're listening from anywhere around the planet, what I love about Inspired Living Radio is our global player that you can just click on and come into the show. You can listen for free, no memberships, no password, no username, none of that stuff. And we can just take the next 45 minutes plus just to inspire, to be inspired, to inspire others, and of course, to inspire before we expire. I'm here every second and fourth Wisdom Wednesday of the month, starting at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. And you can always go to our social media page of Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Follow us there. The Facebook page is called Inspired Living Radio, where you can join the global listening audience of now over almost 2,000 inspired listeners. So I remember when I started with one person, and it's grown to be much bigger, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate you. So if you want to follow us on Twitter or Instagram, just look for the name of Inspired for Us, and that is the number four. And you can follow us on those three social media platforms. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can subscribe to our iTunes channel. Once this live show and broadcast is over, the live show then turns into a podcast that streams out to all the major channels like YouTube, iTunes, SoundCloud, Podbean, MarkLanehart.com, and of course, Om Times Radio Archives, where you can listen to this show, or you can go back and listen to the five seasons of amazing, inspirational, encouraging, motivating shows that we've done over the years, from everything from medicine to meditation to metaphysics to mediumship to mindfulness and everything in between. You can also catch me live every Monday morning for my third season of Metaphysical Mocha Mondays, which is my 30-minute inspirational show of encouragement, motivation, and just what I see for the week ahead to help you get inspired and encouraged to tackle the daily challenges of life. And then immediately following is the Healing Cafe, where I do live readings, spiritual chats, Q&A, some amazing things, and some healing and transformations really can take place in the Healing Cafe. So that starts every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then right after at 8:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time is the Healing Cafe. So I hope that you'll join me this year in 2021 as we celebrate the year of the five in numerology, which I'll be talking about that in today's show, or the year of freedom, love, and adventure. You can also find me at marklanehart.com or just internet search The Intuitive Prospector. So I will open the phone lines a little bit later here in the show if we have time. If you do want to call in or any future shows that we're doing, you can call in to 202-570-7057. And you can also go to Om Times Radio Archives or Om Times Radio Online. You can find the shows. There's a lot of great shows out there, not just my show. There's a lot of amazing, wonderful people out there on Om Times that are doing really healing, transformative, inspiring work. So make sure to check out those other shows as well. And with that, let's get ready to inspire. Let's get ready to do a little, what I like to say, spiritual prospecting for your own spiritual gold and your own spiritual transformations. And I want to just start out with looking back at what 2020 has been. I did this show last year for the first time. It's my annual psychic prediction and forecasting show. And four of the things that I talked about in 2020 is the great coming together, homeostasis, which is a medical term for more of a middle balance road of the nervous system between fight and flight, somewhere in between. I also talked about sustainability, and I also talked about self-mastery. And those were the four big words that I was really seeing for the upcoming year of last year. And what I like to do in my prediction shows and my forecasting, like I said, as a weatherman, I don't always get everything right. Nobody does. But we can look to the future to see what the future holds for us and what we envision. And, you know, it kind of goes back to what President Eisenhower said. Plans are worthless, but planning is everything. And so for today's show, I like to use the scientific method of what I do to look at some of the things I got right and some of the things that haven't happened yet or haven't unfolded in the year of 2020. And when we get into 2021, there's a lot of things that are going to really be taking place for us. And before I do that, I just want to say real quick, with everything going on in our world right now, from the pandemic of COVID-19 that's impacting people all around the planet, to what's currently going on here in the United States of America with democracy, I want to just take a moment to set an intention for peace. I want to set an intention for freedom. I want to set an intention for democracy. I want to set an intention for no violence and peaceful protesting under the First Amendment, and that we start to come together as a planet, as a species, to believe in science, to wear a mask, to move past this COVID-19 that's just ravaging many parts of the world, especially here in the United States. And I also just want to set the intention for protection of our first responders, our law enforcement officers, anybody that serves in the capacity to protect and stand up for others. These are really interesting times, and these are very much what I talked about last show in January 8th of 2020, is what I saw that was going to unfold, including what we're currently going through right now. So if you just join me and take a nice deep breath, and let's just set the intention for positivity, for peace, for love, for grace, for forgiveness, for moving forward together. And let's make this an awesome, awesome year of 2021. So nice deep breath, breathing in what you want, releasing what you don't. And of course, happy new year to all of the inspired listeners out there around the globe. I appreciate you, and I thank you honestly from the bottom of my heart for subscribing to the show, listening to the show, and make sure to go to iTunes and hit that little, you know, smash that 5-star rating so we can start to move this show up in the top 10 of spirituality and spiritualism when it comes to radio shows and podcasts, and put Inspired Living Radio on the map as a show people can tune into every month and get inspired and be encouraged and be motivated. So with that, thank you again for hanging out. And we're going to talk about a few things in the year of the five. So I am a professionally paid psychic spiritual medium. I'm also a numerologist. I do dabble also in astrology, and I look at, you know, what's going on in our external world so I can, you know, embrace what's going on in our internal world. And we're going to have our first break coming up, but what I want to do real quick is I want to talk about what the year ahead is starting to look like. And I always say that, you know, the value of a prediction is not accuracy. Though it's better to be right than wrong, I get that, and people let me know all the time when I'm not right or incorrect in social media. But I also believe that prediction catalyzes the reasoning and conversation for why we all do predictions. What does our future look like? And a lot of us that are listening to the show today have always envisioned what we thought the future was going to be, and when we get there, it doesn't turn out to be what we thought it was going to be. That's what I call the big letdown in the human experience and human consciousness. But I also find that predictions can also be self-fulfilling prophecy, as the best way to predict the future is to make it. And predictions can make it the future on how we envision looking ahead. So I think it's important to look ahead. I think it's important to have that vision to manifest what you currently want in today, the magic in the moment, so you can plant the seeds for the future that unfolds tomorrow. I always like to look back at my predictions. I think it's useful for all of us to look back and see what, you know, what came to fruition and what didn't. And I use the scientific method for my annual prediction shows every year on Inspired Living Radio or in the articles that I publish out. So we're going to be looking at 2021 for what's coming up in our world, our community, society, the economy, and everything that's going to unfold in the year of 2021. And, you know, I just think it's important to look back at things that I talked about last time on this show in 2020 and what came and what happened and what didn't. But we're going to be going to our first break here in just a few minutes. Oh, I guess I got 5 minutes here. So I usually am waiting. First show of the season, so bear with me. So last January, I talked about the year of the four in 2020. And the year of the four from a numerology standpoint is called the dedicated worker or the master builder. And so when I did my prediction show last year, I called it the decade of our roaring 20s, very similar to what happened in 1920 when the 20s, the roaring 20s, as they were called then and named then, 100 years later to what we're seeing in our 20s, including the year of 2021, which includes, ironically, a great pandemic that also had happened from 1918 to 1920, the great influenza flu, also called the great Spanish flu, that killed millions of people. Now, fortunately, we're not in that same scope. It's still tragic and it's still traumatic. And, you know, a big shout out to all of our healthcare heroes out there on the front lines, our first responders, and anybody that's been impacted by COVID. It has hit me personally with my family, some friends and colleagues. I've even had a friend pass away from COVID. So I understand that it is real. I do recommend that we believe in the science, wear a face mask, social distance, and listen to the experts, not the politicians when it comes to COVID. But at the same time, it's just ironic that we have a great political divide going on, which in 1918 to 1920, the same thing, different party, but same thing was taking place. So you have to wonder at times, you know, history does repeat itself. It just usually has a different rhythm or flow, as Mark Twain reminds us. But I did talk about the year of the four last year in 2020 being a year of rebuilding, spiritual transformation, and a lot of hard work. And I know a lot of you have been in quarantine for months. That's where that hard work is really starting to kick in. I also talked about sustainability, self-mastery, homeostasis, and the great coming together is what I was seeing from last year in the year of 2020. And I said that the year of the four was going to be a transformative year because it's a rebuilding year. If you think in construction terms, if you're going to be a master builder, you have to tear down things of old so you can start to lay a foundation for things of new and build it better than what it was before. So the example I always like to use, I'm here in Seattle, Washington, in the beautiful Pacific Northwest, and we had the iconic famous King Dome where my beloved Seattle Seahawks play, and they just got it kicked out of the playoffs, unfortunately. But you implode the King Dome, and there's many famous photos and video of that where the King Dome is imploded. They clear away the debris. It's pretty dirty. It's pretty chaotic. But once you get that all cleared away, we rebuild the new stadium that we have and enjoy today. And it's improved. It's better for the fans. It's a better experience. And I said that 2020 was going to be that year to where we implode, in a sense, for a lot of institutions and a lot of processes that we take for granted today. We started to see racism. We started to see systemic racism. We started to see the Black Lives Matter movement. We started to see political injustices and political divide. These are all ways of deconstructing old ways of thought and being so we can start building forward with a new paradigm, a new way of looking at things in life together as humans. As human beings, sharing the same blood, sharing the same heart, sharing the same planet. And that's what 2021 is going to start to focus in on, and that's the way it's going to shape us and the way it's going to move us forward. So just looking at the time here, since I'm a little rusty, Chris, I know you're listening. We're going to go to our first break, and when we come back from our first break, I'm going to really jump into what I saw in 2020 and what I see coming up for 2021. I really appreciate you hanging out with me today. We'll be back here in 2 minutes on the first episode of Inspired Living Radio for 2021. Happy New Year to you. We'll be right back.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
One planet, 7.3 billion people. Only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio, first show of the season of 2021, our sixth season of being here on the OM Times Radio Network. And I appreciate you tuning in for today's show as I'm forecasting and doing some psychic predictions for what's coming up in the year ahead. And again, I just want to say there's a quote that I wanted to read because I know that there's a lot of pain and suffering out there right now. I know that there's a lot of uncertainty and worry, not just by what I see in social media and the news cycles, but what I feel consciously through my, you know, my meditations and what I feel as a clairvoyant and as a clairsentient. And there's a quote from Khalil Gibran that talks about doubt is a pain too lonely to know that faith is his twin brother. And I'm just going to remind people as we move forward, you know, in transformation, in, you know, the caterpillar becoming the butterfly, it requires a season of isolation and great struggle within the cocoon. We're in that period right now for everybody listening today. And this too shall pass. It will. And we have to keep the faith because when faith is lost, that's where we go into dark days, we go into depression, anxiety, and I don't want that for any of my inspired listeners out there. My job is to inspire you, to keep you motivated, to keep you encouraged, and it goes back to, you know, even what Martin Luther King Jr., who we're going to be celebrating his life with a federal holiday coming up here this month, I believe it's next week, actually, here in the United States, and he talked about faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. And right now, with everything that's going on from the COVID to the great divide here in the United States, we don't see the whole staircase. But just like I predicted last year in 2020, that 2020 was going to be a year of being the master builder to implode things of old so we could start to create things of new. For me and what I see for 2021 is a completely different shift in energy. a completely different shift in consciousness and how we interact as a species and as a society. What's been interesting about, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic is it really has changed thought. It's changed how we do business. And think about this just for a second. Most people have been in isolation, and that means that they're not actually going out and driving their cars and using oil. And oil has pretty much become, you know, useless if you think about it, in most cases, at the mass consumption of what we were doing, which has a direct impact on the planet, which I talked about last year about sustainability. And they've even shown studies now where pollution around the globe has dropped significantly in major cities from here in Seattle to, you know, all the way in, you know, China. So we're seeing the planet benefit from us being in isolation. And I'm a firm believer, too, that Mother Nature is our greatest teacher, our greatest healer, our greatest inspirer, our greatest engineer. And Mother Earth had enough. She said, you know, humans, you're killing me. I'm the landlord. You're the tenant. Clean up your stuff or you get evicted. And she can do that. She has the power. Mother Earth will always go on. Humans, I sometimes question that based on our greed and our wants and our egos. We need to learn in 2021 of being in an ecosystem, which means being in connection and networking with all life, including the planet, including nature, and stop moving out of the ego. And, you know, it's kind of what, you know, Muhammad Ali said, it's a lack of faith that makes people afraid of meeting challenges. And I believed in myself. And we know how great Muhammad Ali became. So we're going to start believing in ourselves and finding that we can be better people. We can be a better species, and we can be symbiotic with nature and the planet and with each other. And what I forecasted last year as the great coming together, because I told you that 2020 was going to be a year of great transformations. Trauma, tragedy, difficulties, what we call life lessons have growing pains, and not life every day is not always happy. And there's things that we have to go through, but eventually we will emerge as the butterfly. And I said, you know, as we are in the year of 2020, it's going to be a far easier year as we settle back into that some form of normalcy. Now, last year I said that we're not going to return to the normal as we once knew it, because the normal wasn't working for a lot of people out there, you guys, from equality to certain rights, whether it was LGBTQ rights to Black Lives Matter. There's a lot of things that have been brought out of the dark and into the light, so we can address it. And there's always going to be people that disagree with you. It reminds me, and I stand by Sir Winston Churchill's quote daily. Because there's always pundits and critics and people that are going to have their opinions and, you know, want you to speak their words out of your mouth. But he always said, if you stop to listen to every barking dog along the way, you'll never get to where you're going. And I believe that if we continue together, I believe that there's more of us that want to have unity and that vision of a utopia and a healthcare system that takes care of everybody and treat everybody the same way. I personally believe that there are more of us that want that than, you know, those that don't. And there is a percentage of people in the world, and that's no different than what history has shown us. But I am looking at 2021 as being a far easier year as we settle back into this form of new normalcy. And we will be aware of what we have learned from 2020, because learning, that's what life is, learn it from experience. 2020 is the year of transformation, and it'll be looked back as the year of transformation. And we will be grateful for the things we once took for granted, things that we no longer maybe get to do. We will appreciate our health, our work, our opportunities, and the chance to travel and connect with others once again. There will be a fascination for the old way things of our ancestors knew, skills that they have and we have forgotten. That is a reminder for us of what transformation looks like. And transformation is not always easy. Now, when I did my last show of 2020, I talked about life hacks, what I call life hacks, things that can help you and inspire you on your journey every day. And, you know, to have that inspired energy to change your life in significant ways, to make you healthier, to make you happier, to make you more fulfilled. And that's why I do the work that I do, is to help people, to encourage people, to motivate people, and of course, inspire people as an inspirer, as my Myers-Briggs profile taught me. I didn't know that was always the case, but in my last show of the season, I talked about the life hacks of care. You know, if you can't show a person that you genuinely care about them, do you think you will be able to inspire them? I don't think so. I care about you guys. I care. I appreciate you for being a listener. And that's also showing that I generally care about people. And that's not always reciprocated. And it's been a tough year for me as well, because when I put something out there, somebody has an opinion and somebody wants to, you know, bully or belittle or degrade. I always say, you know, educate me, help me see a different perspective. Don't belittle me, because that only creates divide. And that's where we're at currently with the divide that we're all experiencing here in the United States. Maybe not so much for my global international listeners out there, but you're also dealing with the COVID and the struggle of, is COVID real? Is COVID a hoax? Do I wear a mask, or does that mask infringe on my rights to freedoms and my certain rights? You know, it's clear that science supports that wearing a mask is beneficial and helps reduce the spread of this virus. But I also talked in my life hacks to be enthusiastic. Enthusiasm is contagious, and that's what I'm trying to do for 2021. I'm trying to make inspiration and enthusiasm contagious. Let's make that the new pandemic for 2021, a pandemic that is enthusiasm, where everybody can be contagious and exposed to the benefits of joy and enthusiasm and inspiration. And I talked about earning trust. We're going to have to build back trust as we move forward in 2021, this decade of transformation, the roaring 20s, as I first talked about last year. And, you know, trust is earned and trust is given, but it can be lost very quickly, just as quick as it was a given. I always say, if a person you know and love tells you a secret, it stays between you and them. Trust takes a long time to build, but it can be destroyed overnight. So don't take part in workplace gossip, unnecessary drama, social media networks that only drive divisions, and be a positive influencer that people are unafraid to talk to. And that's one of the life hacks. If it's not positive, don't say it. I'm at fault for that as well. I am human. I am a veteran. I raised my hand to defend the Constitution of the United States. There are things that get under my skin and trigger me, and I have to work on that as well. But at least I'm aware of it. At least my awareness helps to create change, as Eckhart Tolle reminds us. And if it's not positive, don't say it. Sometimes I need to learn to bite my tongue and hold my tongue. But I also believe in the freedom of free speech. And there are certain times in life, for my listeners out there, that you can be a light worker and help others and be in service to others. And, you know, whether that's transformation or healing or inspiration, but there are certain times in life and within history where you do need to stand up. You need to become a light worker, but also a spiritual warrior, to defend those that can't defend themselves, to stand up for those that can't stand up for themselves, to stand up to wrong, right versus wrong. You know, if you break the law, it's wrong. If you murder somebody, it's wrong. I'm a victim of violent crime, so I'm very passionate about that, because I lost my brother to murder. So there are times in your pathway, of your spiritual pathways, that you can be a light worker, but you can also be a spiritual warrior and stand up for your constitutional rights as well. Stand up and speak truth to power. When you see something, say something. We're all trained. When we see something, we should say something, especially if it looks wrong. And that's no different from what we're doing right now. Build people up is another life hack that I like to talk about. Small compliments. You can have just a small compliment or a smile or a hug can brighten anybody's day, irregardless of the dark shadows that may be in their life and what they're going through. Stand your ground. You know, a spiritual principle that I follow is personal responsibility. As a spiritualist, as a member of the Spiritual National Union, part of personal responsibility is also standing your ground. It's easy to let life stress shake our foundations, which is being shaken right now, of inner strength as human beings. But if you want to inspire people around you, learn to stand your ground through thick and thin. Stand firm if you want to show the people around you that even the worst of circumstances can be overcome with positive thinking, continuous improvement, and a never say die attitude. And of course, I always say the attitude for gratitude. Admit your flaws. Be an active listener. These are all life hacks that I shared with you last year in 2020. And as we moved into 2021, we're talking about things that happened and things that didn't happen. Now, on my first show, in my first prediction show last year, I talked about major flooding, and I was really drawn to the coast of Portugal and Spain. Now, that didn't unfold as what I was seeing, but there was a lot of flooding that I was seeing in some of my prediction work. And like I said, I like to use the scientific math method to go back and look at the things that I, you know, necessarily didn't get right. But I also look at some of the things that did take place this year, including the great coming together, including the great divide, including the planet healing itself. You got to remember last year, guys, with all the fires that took place, and we forget about this with everything that's going on right now. We kind of forget, or we're very fickle about looking back at our past, because this time last year, a lot of the planet was on fire. We forget about that. You know, at one point, statistically, 50% of the planet was on fire, from the Amazon fire, which we call the lungs of Mother Earth, the fires that were raging up in Alaska, California, Russia, and of course, the great fire in Australia that, you know, killed over estimated, they don't even know, but it was over 1 billion animals. And if you think about that for a second, that's quite tremendously sad and tragic. But here we are a year later, and guess what? Australia is starting to grow back. Everything is starting to come back. And sometimes we need to have that cleansing. Sometimes we need to implode our own kingdoms so we can, you know, create new and look back at this history and this point in history to say, this is not what we want moving forward. Not us as a people, not us as a species. And we want to be in an ecosystem with our planet. We forget that last year, Kobe Bryant, I'm a big basketball fan. I played in high school. I played in college. I still try to play even as an old man. It's hard to keep up with those young guys. But when Kobe Bryant passed away early last year in that horrific helicopter crash with his daughter, he had always prophesied that he would die young in a tragic way, and he did. That took place in 2020. We talked about how this year of transformation in 2020 would be a year of social sustainability, I guess is what I'd call it, how we interact as a species, as a people. And we've seen a lot of this in social media. I watched an amazing documentary series on Netflix called The Social Dilemma. And when I watched it, it really did change my mind about how we interact through social media platforms. And we're seeing that right now, from freedom of speech. People are trying to claim it's censorship if your account's taken down. Let me be clear. It's not censorship under the Constitution of the United States, you guys. I'm a constitutionalist. I'm not affiliated to a political ideology or faction. But I do believe in a constitution because I took an oath and I honor that oath. And just to be clear, if you're taken off a social media platform, it is not censorship under the Constitution. It's not censorship because you agreed to a private company to sign up on their platform. You clicked a little box that says, I authorize to obey the rules, to follow community standards. And if I don't, I can be kicked off that platform. They make money off that through their ads and their advertisement and their algorithms. That is capitalism. That is not censorship. So just to be clear, because there's a lot of debates that social media has created this last year, and it's something that I talked about, social sustainability, and how that was going to be a big problem as we move forward as a species that wants to communicate and interact. And then, of course, you put a pandemic on top of it. Everybody's in isolation. Where's the one thing you're going to turn to the most on a daily basis, whether it's a Zoom meeting, a Zoom room, a Skype meeting, Teams meeting, Microsoft Teams just came out, Cisco WebEx, and of course, all the social media platforms. So it really did direct and drive a lot of people to the social media world. But through that, we're seeing a big dysfunction and divide because of social media. So that's going to be something in 2021 and 2022 that we're going to really start to look at. I'm calling it the Internet 2.0. Because we can't allow misinformation and lies and propaganda and dangerous rhetoric to go to one half of the population and then have the other population not see that. That creates divide, that creates friction, and it can create civil wars and rebellions, and we don't want that. So we're going to have to really look at, from a higher perspective, how we use the internet, how we interact through social media. And like I said, when I watched The Social Dilemma this year, these are from the creators of these platforms that say themselves it is very dangerous, and they used it, those algorithms, on purpose to give different stories to different people. So that's going to be a big focus in 2021. We're also going to see a big focus on robotics. We're going to see a big focus on artificial intelligence and how that starts to play. As far as we've shown that we can do the work from home, you know, there's always been great debates on, can you have a workforce work from home? Well, I would say right now we have, you know, 50% of the workforce. You know, that's just that's a guesstimate, but we have about 50% of the workforce that's currently working from home right now. And we also, through this pandemic, realized that we need to pay those that have to go out as essential workers. We need to pay them more. our frontline workers with it. It's a railroad, UPS, FedEx, our mail carriers, the service, mail service. All of these need to have more pay because these are essential for society. So this pandemic has also started to shape how we move forward, and we're currently transforming and we're shifting. So I said that governance was going to be a big part of last year and how major conflicts were going to arise in 2020, including politics. Unfortunately, I did predict this coup that we're currently going through, this insurrection, this sedition that we're currently witnessing right now in our American democracy. I talked about this in an article back in September, published here in Seattle. And it's just amazing how vile people can be based on, you know, a political ideology. But at the same time, what I see with my forecasting and what I see for this year is it's a new energy, it's new leadership. And like I said, I don't affiliate with a political party. I affiliate with the Constitution. And we had to go through this transformation and struggle so we could realize this is not what we want as a people, as a government, as our elected officials. And what's going to happen is with this current shifting and transforming that we're going through, and it's not been easy for any of us. I don't want to discount that away. But according to numerology, and as a numerologist, we've moved this last decade, which would be from 2010 to 2019, which is called the One Energy. And us numerologists call this the Yang Decade, which is a decade filled with ego. It's very masculine. It's very I. I'm going to do this. I'm going to take control of this. And as we started to move into 2020, the Roaring 20s, as I predicted in last year's show, we start to shift. In the Roaring 20s, and this will be from 2020 to 2029, we start to shift into what us numerologists call the Yin Decade. So you have the Yang and the Yin, or the Yin and the Yang, however you want to look at that. And that energy is a shift to more feminine, more love, more support, more cooperation. And a lot of my forecasting, a lot of my predictions are based on astrology, based on numerology, based on what I'm feeling and seeing in my dreams and my visions and my meditations. And as we move into this first year of transformation, it's the two energy. And the two energy is a master number, 22. And it assists all of us in more powerful and deeper understanding, support. And it's a massive shift, if you think about it for a sec. It's a massive shift of the last decade of going from the I into the we. You know, it's the great coming together. And 2021 is going to be that year where we really start to look at that and really start to come together. Because I'm focusing my energy there. I'm focusing my forecast there because I don't believe in the opposite. It could happen. We're going to still have traumas and tragedies and tribulations for the months of 2021. But around May and June of this year, we're going to start to see and feel that normalcy that I've been talking about. Because the year of the five is called freedom, love, adventure. That's what it represents. And we're, you know, freedom from, you know, COVID, freedom from political divide, freedom from, you know, hate and racism. Hopefully that's going to take some time to rebuild that trust and that forgiveness and that grace that I've talked about with my life hacks. But I also said that this year, the beginning of this year in 2021, it's going to be a little rough. But eventually it'll unfold and reveal itself to be a completely different year from 2020. So we're going to go to our second and final break. And when we come back, I'm going to give you just some inspiration for what the rest of this year is going to look like. And we're going to make it a great year, everyone. So stick around. We'll be back here in 2 minutes.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to Black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio, our first show of 2021 in our sixth season of Inspired Living Radio. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I appreciate you, and I hope that you are staying safe and sane and healthy in these trying times in the early months of 2021. So before the break, I said I'd come back and talk about what we've learned and where we're going moving forward. So here's just a quick synopsis of what we learned in 2020. From my perspective, what I saw, I found that oil is worthless in a society without consumption. We're looking at how we consume, and that's going to be one of the words that I talked about last year, sustainability, social sustainability, sustainability for our planet, sustainability for our ecosystem and how we interact with other species on the planet and share this planet as a neighbor. We've learned big time from the COVID pandemic that healthcare has to be public because health is public. And we're going to see a huge shift in our healthcare industry. Again, a big shout out to our healthcare heroes that are on the front lines right now, day in and day out, you know, innovating, you know, people with COVID and putting on ventilators, having to be there with the tragedy of watching them pass into the spirit world alone and no family around. It's quite traumatic, and it reminds me the same time frame right after the Civil War, where mediumship became very popular because you know, widows and children wanted to connect with their loved ones. And I'm already seeing that in my professional arena of mediumship. I've already done three readings, and I was able to bring a reunion of a mother and daughter that couldn't say goodbye because she passed away from COVID. So we're seeing that healthcare has to become public, and it has to change to meet the needs of everyone, not just those that, you know, make money and have a lot of money and can afford healthcare, but those necessarily that have, you know, run into troubled times, whether it's bankruptcy, whether it's a medical condition that's led to the bankruptcy, whether it's addiction, mental health issues. I think about our veterans a lot because I work for the Veterans Administration. So we're going to see that as a new normal, that healthcare has to become public because health is public. We learned that 50% of the jobs can be done from home, while the other 50 deserve more than they're being paid, because we live in a society, you guys. We live in a society. We do not live in an economy. And, you know, everybody wants to say, what's the economy going to do? And the Wall Street market and the stocks. And yeah, I get that. But at the same time, we've got to come back to the basic needs of our societal needs and taking care of each other. Because if we don't, a house divided no longer stands. And, you know, that comes from the great Abraham Lincoln. So as we move from 2020 and what we learned in 2020, and again, the four words that I talked about in 2020 were the great coming together, homeostasis, which is a middle balance road, sustainability, and self-mastery. And right now it seems like that's a little out of control. Some people don't know how to self-master, which I understand. But at the same time, everybody always has a different opinion, but we can always agree to disagree and be respectful and civil in our debates, not arguments. And we can, you know, like I say in my spiritual pathways, the art of spirituality is the ability to shift perspective, but also have personal responsibility and be able to stand your ground and stand up for what is right and what is wrong. So with that, I'm talking about a cultural awakening with a social reckoning. That's what 2021 is going to be, a cultural awakening with a social reckoning. We're going to be looking at how we use the internet. We're going to be looking at how money is influenced in politics. We're going to be looking at healthcare. We're going to be looking at space exploration. We're going to be looking at even our constitutional values and what has been challenged and how democracy has been tested and pushed, but is holding. So we're going to look at all of this as a year of that cultural awakening with that social reckoning. And again, the year of five in numerology is of freedom, love, and adventure. And just to add to that, I want to give you some perspective on what five energy represents from a numerology standpoint. Five is no ordinary number. In the Chinese belief systems, they look at the five elements that make up everything under the sun, everything under the heavens: metal, wood, water, fire, and earth. And if you look at things in nature, you can see that most things really are different combination of just those five things. Rocks, for example, they're made of metal, they're made of earth. Sometimes they're made of crystals, depending on if you're a prospector like myself and you go out and do a little bit of prospecting and you find that crystal, that stone, that gold, that diamond. Trees are wood and water. They need water to survive, and they draw their nutrition from the earth. We as humans need water to survive. We draw things from the earth. So it's no coincidence to me that the human body also follows the format of the number five. And if you think about it, the number five represents five fingers, five toes on each hand. We have our five senses of see it, taste it, touch it, hear it, smell it. We also have five sensory organs: our eyes, our nose, our tongue, our skin, and our ears. And of course, according to Chinese medicine and in numerology, human beings have five major internal organ systems: the heart, the liver, the lungs, the kidneys, and the spleen. And each of these correspond to one of those five elements that I just recommended and talked about. The organ or the element is in excess for too long, the body will be unbalanced, and that's when people get sick. So if you're not taking care of yourself, this is going to be a year after we get out of this pandemic and isolation of really focusing on getting back to your health, because the health is the true wealth, not the money. Money makes life easier, but without your health, it really does not matter. So for instance, if a person is in a high state or in a state of high emotion for too long, again, the nervous system fight or flight, that's where this year needs to be more of that homeostasis, that center balance. Whether that's, fight or flight from excitement, from trauma, from anger, from sadness, there's too much activity on the heart, and that is an organ or one of the five elements, and it will be too much, and it'll create a fire within the body, and we call that either stroke or heart attack or a breakdown or, something that over time, if you don't correct that through meditation, through silence, through exercise, through good rest and hydration, reduce stress. Stress is the number one killer. That's what this year is going to represent. And again, it's tied to those five elements. One of the things, that I think about when it comes to tones, when it comes to music, the five represents in Chinese philosophy and in the power of numerology, they always talk about what's called a pentatonic system. So, for example, you would say, do, re, mi, fa, la, so, ti. Let me do that again. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti. But in numerology, it's the five vibrations or the pentatonic of do, re, mi, sa, lo. So again, vibration is a big part of this, things that Nikola Tesla talked about. If you want to unlock the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration, and the number five. These are simple, powerful philosophies using the tones, thinking about your elements that you're surrounded about. Think about how your organs tie to those elements and how they correspond and how you can regulate them. Metabolism, regulation of the heart, the nervous system. Everyone's makeup is different, but one person's internal organs are different from someone else's, but music can really touch people. And we're going to continue to see the growth of music and how music is engaged with us as a society and as a species. And when I talked last year about a new form of music, I tied that back to the 1920s, the Roaring Twenties, when they started, because the birth of jazz, the birth of new dance moves, the birth of new fashion, the birth of consumerism, the birth of equality, the ability for women to vote under the 19th Amendment, the elimination of prohibition for alcohol under the 18th Amendment. We're going to see a lot of that same type of energy in 2021, where we get to more balance, more freedom, love, and adventure. We're going to see our first woman president in this decade. I have no doubt about that. We're going to see more women in positions of leadership, whether it's government, politics, coaching. I believe last year we had our first female coach for the 49ers, which is football. We have an assistant coach for basketball under the San Antonio Spurs. We're going to see more of that because we're not going to, you know, it takes time. You don't build Rome in a day, but we're not going to just see it as men and women. We're going to see it as us. We're going to see us as human beings. We're not going to see color. Racism is taught. Racism is something that is, you know, a system that you grow up in. It's, you're not born with racism. Everybody has the same blood. Everybody has the same heart. Yeah, somebody's skin is darker colored or a different pigment, but we're also examining the systems in which we operate, whether that's white privilege, whether that's, a black life does matter because, again, their ancestors didn't have the same pathways as my ancestors did as a white Caucasian. So we're opening that to that. We're addressing that. We're looking at you can love whoever you want. Love is not based on man and woman. Love is universal and has many different elements and levels. So we're going to see that in the year of the five. We're also going to see, like I said, some astrologies. So mark your calendars for three retrogrades in 2021. The first one's going to happen from January 20th to the 30th, which is interesting because that's the inauguration, May 29th to June 22nd, and September 27th to October 18th. This year is not going to be as what it was last year, though, because last year had major events from the Great Conjunction, which we call the Star of Bethlehem, the alignment of planets not seen in 800 years. We had two full moons in 1 month. That's a very rare event. We had eclipses. We had a lunar eclipse. We had a solar eclipse. I'm trying to think what else took place, but there was a lot of astrology going on. And, you know, during retrograde, these are times that impact communication. So, you know, be mindful of those and mark your calendars. Always go to the Farmer's Almanac, the old Farmer's Almanac from the 1700s that can track full moon cycles, Mercury retrograde, because those do have an impact on us in society. Science has shown that. Studies have shown that from emergency medicine to car accidents to births of babies to even my former career as a first responder, firefighter, EMT. I hated working on a lunar cycle because I knew it's going to be a busy night. So there's going to be a real emphasis on technology. There is going to be some economic disruption. We're going to see some ups and downs based on, you know, there's still going to be traumas and tragedies in 2021. That doesn't change because that is just life, regardless of where we're at. But we're going to see more of a community care aspect coming into play under this freedom, love, and adventure. I'm going back to the music real quick because I just recently got on TikTok. And I'm having a lot of fun with it. I'm learning a lot of things. And this is a platform. This is a social media platform. But it's something where we're using interaction and video and different ways of inspiring, which I didn't know that would be the case. But it's just another example of how we are transforming as we move from the transitional year of 2020 into this empowering year of 2021. As far as, like I said, Internet 2.0, how we can, you know, technology, robotics, artificial intelligence, even how the technology of how we bury people, that, you know, people that have transitioned in the spirit world and looking at how that can be sustainable and more better balance for the planet, the consumption of gasoline, that has all changed for us now because of this pandemic. And, you know, I like to say that, you know, we will have the many bumps and bruises and life lessons, and there'll still be a few historical events, including in the next 7 days. Both inspiring and tragic, but it is life. Learn it from experience. That's why we're here. And no matter what year we find ourselves in, it will still be bad, tragic, divided, or dysfunctional, but it will not be as bad, divided, or dysfunctional as we witnessed in 2021 or in 2020, because 2020 was the year of transformation. It revealed itself to be remembered as much for many decades to come in what took place in 2020. So with that, 2021, we project as much as we predict. We task the future with our hopes, our desires, and our fears. In 2021, making and reviewing predictions, whether they were right or wrong or never come to pass, also provides insight into ourselves and the journey, or what I like to call the many soul adventures we experience, we learn, we grow, and we transition to. 2021 will be that year for many of us. So, if you want to learn more with my articles that are coming out, you can always go over to marklanehart.com. You can internet search The Intuitive Prospector to read those articles. and I'll be sharing those through upcoming shows. I am excited to announce that my next show on the 20th, let's see here, what's the date here? The next show that we're going to be back will be on Wisdom Wednesday, January 27th. I'm excited, I'm honored, and I'm humbled that we're going to have Mr. Don Miguel Ruiz, who wrote The Four Agreements, and it was one of the first books I ever read in my spiritual pathway, and I'm excited for that. So, until our next soul adventure together, be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Most importantly, dare to dream, dare to explore, dare to live, and find the diamond within. I'll see you next time here on Inspired Living Radio. Take care, everybody, and Happy New Year.